This is the best of our live musical guests from the past year. We'll keep it country for this next one, recorded live in September.
Travis Champ and David Longoria, who plays under the name Long River, are on tour together, guitars in hand. Texas twang is one description of their music, but two words won't tell the whole story. We'll let them tell it. David Longoria, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
And Travis Champ, good to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good to have you both here today.
Try this out.
Looks you over when you draw your child from the water, and the story you heard where the mystery is solved, there's no time at all. Opening your eyes, you see the river flowing in the cypress, shows you it's knowing, and the kingfisher calls, there's no time at all. I see my love, but she's waking in the morning, she don't know. She wants coffee or tea, well, someone will call, there's no time at all.
Variety is the spice of life here on The Exchange. From lilting country, we pivot to classical Indian music.
The main tool of modern music in the West is the guitar. So much of our music is based on people standing up, strumming and picking at six strings. Today we expand the number of strings, and probably our minds just a bit as well. The sitar is the central instrument for the next few minutes. Deobrat Mishra is a sitar artist and the director of the Banaras Academy of Indian Classical Music in Varanasi, India. He is touring the West Coast with companions, including Mahapununya Das. They are both in the studio with me. Deobrat Mishra, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
All right. So we have sitar and we have dobra here in the studio with us. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah. I mean to say, today we play this sitar and tabla instrument. And this is a morning raga because you are here. We're having interview in morning. Because Indian ragas can go, they have like morning, afternoon, mm-hmm. evening, night, midnight rags. So today we play a very nice rag called Bhairav. And I will give you a small, short play here for all of you. So
sounds
you
wonderful. Can a morning raga called Paro?
Rag Bhairo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're listening to the very best of exchange music over the last year. Our next favorite combines music with theater.
The focus continues with a spotlight on Spoon River Anthology. You may know the play. It's stories told by dead people in the cemetery. This version is actually a benefit for a cemetery, the historic Jacksonville Cemetery. Let's hear more about the play and the music included in this version. David Gordon is the musical director for this production by the Madrone Theater Company. David,
That's
welcome
right.
to the Exchange.
It's nice to be here.
Talk about including music in this, because Spoon River Anthology is usually not a musical.
It's not a musical, no. And so except for one song that I've written myself to open and close the show, all the music that's heard in the show was published before 1915. And it creates this background. Sometimes it's a fragment of a song, sometimes just a verse and a chorus, sometimes an instrumental behind something that somebody's saying. A total of 31 different songs are represented in this show. Songs like Down in the Valley, Long, Long Ago, Seeing Sweet Nellie Home, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, Nearer My God to Thee. These are all the earlier songs are very naive and very sweet. They become a little more gnarly as you move towards the end of the 19th century. You start having songs like Lips That Touch Liquor, Shall Never Touch Mine, from the first big temperance movement in the 70s. And what I find is that many times we have made the songs more complicated than they originally were.
Really?
For example, you have something like Life's Railway to Heaven. It was recorded by Patsy Cline in 1959, sounding like this. Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer so brave. Now, that's what Patsy Cline did in a Nashville recording studio, or a Memphis recording studio. In 1891, when this song was published as a Methodist church song, it sounded like this. Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer so brave. You must make each run successful from the cradle to the grave. It's quite a difference.
You're listening to our favorite tunes performed live on The Exchange in 2016. And then there was that day in October when identical twins, dressed in nearly identical outfits, came and wowed us with their jazz chops.
It's not uncommon for twins to have their own private language. Much less common, though, is when that language becomes a musical calling and a shared career. Our next guests fit sort of a rare bill. They're twins, not long out of the Juilliard School in New York, and together they've headlined some of the biggest venues in jazz. Peter Anderson on the clarinet. Welcome to The Exchange. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Actually, it's Will Anderson on the clarinet.
It's a Will.
Yes.
I would add, in my defense, you guys look identical. You're both wearing blue button-up shirts.
And, Sorry about that.
And you both play wind instruments. So Will Anderson on the clarinet. Thanks for being here. Let's try that
again.
Thank
you, Emily.
And Peter Anderson on the saxophone. Thank you for being
here. Thanks, Emily.
Do you have something prepared to play for us?
We're going to play one of my compositions. This is called Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
And it has some kind of Latin elements, much like a lot of what Horace Silver composed. Mm. Horace Silver was... from the Virgin Islands, and you know all that music, like the calypso, he kind of incorporated into his sound. So I decided to add a little bit of that into my own sound. So we're going to play a song I wrote called Deja Vu, and I hope you like it.
All right, this is Peter and Will Anderson here in the Jefferson Exchange studio. Deja Vu, composed by Peter Anderson, is on deck. Thank you.
You're listening to our favorite music played here on The Exchange in our studios over the last year. Last but not least, Acapellare, who visited in December.
The name of the duo gives away their approach. Acapellare sings a cappella, no instruments other than two human voices. They are Jeffrey Lynn Carrington and Zoe LaTerreur. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to sing one of the pre-Baroque pieces from Hildegard von Bingen called Nos Sumos in Mundo, which is in Latin.
No sumos in mundo. Is that nobody sleeps in the world? What am I? My Latin's not very good.
We are in the world, and thee in our mind, and we hug thee to our heart, as though thou wert here with us.
Okay, no sumos in mundo from Acapellare when they stand up and scoot the chairs away. Here we go.
Nos in mundo,
nos in mundo,
et tu in mente nostra,
et tu in mente nostra,
et amplectim urte in corde.
Acapellare on the Jefferson Exchange. They are Jeffrey Lynn Carrington and Zoe LaTerreur, who now are based in the Ashland area, and obviously are quite impressive. Now, when you're busking on the streets, do you tailor your things for the kinds of things that you think people might want to hear in the streets? Is there more of a more popular bent or something like that?
Well, we found a different approach to that, and at first we didn't have that much material, so we would just do whatever we had, basically. And as we are increasing the number of songs that we have, I guess sometimes we go by feel, sometimes we go by what we... Sometimes we actually use busking as a way to practice things that are newer and to kind of test them out on the street before we have a sit-down gig or... but, yeah, I think we're very free about our choice of repertoire on the street, and most of the time it is very well received, no matter what we sing, because people are just so thankful to have that kind of gift just right there on the street and not have to go to the concert hall to hear it, for example. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. And
I was going to ask you about the kinds of looks you get, because this is not just another guy with a guitar, which you can see in a lot of street corners in a lot of cities, but this is two women singing some fairly detailed and some fairly complicated occasionally vocal works without any accompaniment. So you know, heads turn a bit, I'm thinking.
Yes, definitely. We can get people coming from blocks away who are like, I heard something. you know, and then when they walk up, they're like, I can't believe that that's you.
Is there one more thing you'd like to sing?
Oh, yeah.
What do we want to do?
I think this would be nice.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, so this is Traveler's Prayer by John Renbourn.
Bright queen of the skies, jewel of the black night, the light of our eyes, brighter than starlight, whiter than snow, look down on us in the darkness below. If well you should find us, then well let us stay. Be it seven times better when you make your way. Be it seven times better when we greet the dawn. So light up our way and keep us from
rise downwards to our dwelling place. Three times for favor and three times for grace. Over the dark clouds, your face for to see, to banish misfortune and keep true.